This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House said Saturday that the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in the Afghan-Pakistan region. The younger bin Laden was described by the White House as the high-ranking Al-Qaeda member who was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups. Some media organizations had previously reported earlier this summer that Hamza bin Laden had been killed about 2 years ago, but it was not confirmed by the administration of President Donald Trump until Saturday. Hamza bin Laden is believed to have been in his 30s. Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry says that fires from an apparent early morning drone strike at Aramco oil facilities in the eastern town of Abqaiq have been extinguished and that no one was killed in the attacks. Edward Uranian has more.
Saturday's attack comes as the Saudi oil giant Aramco prepares to publicly sell shares in the company, leading some analysts to speculate the attacks were meant to depress the value of the company when its shares go on the market. Several analysts on Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV accused Iran of perpetrating Saturday's drone attacks from bases operated by its Revolutionary Guard and local Shiite proxies from inside Iraq. VOA could not confirm the claims. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Organization of Islamic Cooperation will hold an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's intent to annex parts of the West Bank. Netanyahu said on Tuesday he plans to annex the part of the West Bank if he wins re-election next week. From Washington, this is VOA. Police in Hong Kong have moved in to break up scuffles on Saturday between pro-China protesters and those denouncing perceived Chinese meddling at the start of rallies planned for the city months after often violent unrest. Police have detained several people. The World Food Program has launched its biggest relief operation this year to aid thousands of Rohingya refugees whose worldly possessions have been swept away in the torrential rains that hit Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh this week. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
In the space of 24 hours, the World Food Program has delivered food to 16,000 Rohingya refugees who have lost everything in the heavy rains that have wreaked havoc in the camps. The agency reports it also has provided food aid to more than 800 people from the host community displaced by the flooding. Bangladesh is a low-lying country prone to flooding during the monsoon season, which is set to last until October. However, the amount of rain that battered the region in just one day this week is by any measure extreme and devastating. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan said Saturday four of its soldiers were killed and another injured when terrorists from across the Afghan border opened fire at two locations. The deadliest of the shootings occurred in the remote Deer district, where Pakistani troops were building a border fence when they came under attack from the other side, killing three soldiers and injuring another. Pakistan has long complained that anti-state militants linked to the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP, have taken refuge in the ungoverned Afghan border areas after fleeing Pakistani security operations. A tropical depression near the Bahamas has strengthened into a tropical storm and is set to become a hurricane in coming days, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said late Friday night. The storm is expected to move very close to the already devastated northwestern Bahamas on Saturday and offshore Florida's east coast by Sunday. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres flew to the Bahamas on Friday.
I'm here to express the solidarity of the United Nations and the international community with the government and the people of the Bahamas after the unrelenting onslaught of Hurricane Dorian.
Dorian led to the death of at least 50 people and the displacement of thousands. 1,300 people are still missing in the Bahamas, and according to the Bahamian government, relief services are focusing on search and rescue, as well as providing food, water, and shelter. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.